it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
CHGO Tavern Style, welcome back. I am Big Dave, host of CHGO Bulls.
I'm Mario Terabassi with CHGO Blackhawks.
That is an awesome last name. Thank you all for joining us here for this. And if you're sitting and joining for this, why don't you go ahead and get some pizza while you're hanging out with us, man? Because CHGO Tavern Style is presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location and call 312-666-3444. Make a reservation today.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking about numbers.
Numbers. I was told there would be no math.
I was too. I was very angry about this, Sean. Shake my fist at him. But we're going to talk some numbers, man. And in particular, Caleb Williams and his choice of his number, number 18. Now, everybody kind of knows him for the number 13. We thought it was going to be that number for him. Keenan Allen came in, got number 13.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to go with 11 because that's what he had always been in San Diego.
But sure, sure.
New team, fresh start, whatever.
Why not?
He's seniority. He's the future Hall of Famer. 10,000
right,
yards.
Right, right, yeah.
Do your thing. But how shocked were you or surprised were you that Caleb went with his old high school number, number 18?
I think it fits. I think you have a number that really doesn't have a legacy with the Bears. You know, you're not going with anything that is too recognizable. It's 18. I mean, what? Mike Tomczak and Kyle Orton.
Yeah.
Okay. Be better than that.
Yeah.
Like that's it's a low bar to cross, and I think it's good for Caleb to go in there and make something his own. I think this is something that there's a lot of with Caleb Williams coming into the Bears. There's a lot of pressure to like kind of like take things over. Like this Bears team has a lot of weapons. Use them. You know, you were the number one overall pick. We got rid of Justin Fields. So you could come in and make this right at the quarterback position. So there's a lot of pressure on it. But with the number, I like players that are going to come in and make something their own. You know, either wear something that hasn't been worn before or wear something that is, you know, you're not living up to anybody. You're going to make it your own. So I like that he went with a number that's, you know, athletes can be superstitious. Sometimes they like their routines.
Yes.
And so it's a number that he's worn before. So even that, it's like not too new, but it's something that is a bit of a change. And I think it's the right call for a young player coming into Chicago trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah. And another Bears legendary quarterback, Steve Stenstrom.
Sure.
War number 18.
Sure. I believe you.
Yes, thank you.
I believe you.
Oh, Lord. when I saw the number 18, I wasn't used to seeing that as a quarterback number here.
Right.
So I
right.
think it just, like, huh. You know, that's all I kind of did. I thought it was going to be 13 or something, you know, around the double digit numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Just 18 didn't cross in my head. 19 or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, where would he want, if that man wanted to do pi, like 3.14, on, I don't care, the binary code. I don't care. Put whatever he wants on his jersey. The numbers I'm more concerned about are the ones in the scorebook. You know what I mean? Like, the yards, the touchdowns, you know what I mean? Those are the ones I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
I want him to be as comfortable as he wants to be, you know, and he seems like that kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Like, he enjoys being comfortable and celebrates it. So if this is the number that he feels is that he needs and he feels that's going to make him a better quarterback, who am I to say no? I'm all about yes right now with these Chicago Bears, man, for real. And the other thing I'm yes about is Salerno's Pizza, y'all. Stop by Salerno's on tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago's West Town, and enjoy your tavern-style pizza and some ice-cold beers. Whether you're headed out to the game or you want to watch it live on the big screen, or you want to watch it from home, guess what? They got you covered all kind of ways. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Mention CHGO, and what you're going to get? Half sliced off. Half, not half a pizza, but half off of your pizza.
No, half off your price.
Yes.
If I open this box and there's half a pizza in there, we're going to have problems.
We're going to have conversations, man. And they make gluten-free pizza.
They do. And it's, you say it's amazing. It's very good. Yeah. It's one of the better gluten-free pizzas I've had since I've learned that I can't have gluten. So it's hey, for those out there that can't have gluten,
yes,
Salerno's has you covered.
That's really cool. And you can save half off while protecting mm-hmm. your body and your stomach at the
absolutely.
Same time.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You save half the time being in the bathroom.
This is true. Yeah.
All right, so next question. 13 was his number in college.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen comes in. He's the veteran. Is it the franchise quarterback's choice that he wants 13, or is it the veteran, or does the rookie just have to pay up? Like, why is Keenan Allen, who might only be here for a year, getting the right to, you know, quote unquote, Caleb's number of his college 13?
That's a great question.
I think it's the guy that has been around, has the veteran status and the seniority in it. I think that's fine. I think there's some things that as a rookie, when you step in, you can make your own, like I was saying before, like you can kind of take things over. Mm-hmm. And there's others, still some more traditional rookie things that, you know, you gotta go through and, you know, run the ropes a little bit before you have a little bit more of your say. But I mean, there's going to be so much done for Caleb Williams in this upcoming year that not getting 13 and letting Keenan Allen have it, I think, is one of his least worries.
Yeah, agree. And it's weird because I kind of see both sides of this. Like, yes, I agree with everything you just said. Like, it usually goes to the veteran. Like I said, a future Hall of Famer, that's the number he wants. Okay, that's cool.
Right, yeah.
But I also can see the other side where, let's say, because I immediately thought of Connor Bedard. Like, if Connor came in and was like, dude, I want number 97. I don't care who the hell had 97
right,
or who
yeah.
was before or whatever. Who he got, he's getting a 97,
sure,
you know?
Sure,
and I don't know what the difference of that is, but it can be like that in different ways, man. But Caleb, I think he's doing the right thing, though.
Yeah.
Because I think the situations are different. He's walking in replacing Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
So he's walking in replacing somebody who was loved in the locker room. So he can't come in with an ego.
Right.
He can't come in with an attitude.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? He's got to put his head down, be willing to be a rookie. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he's the franchise guy and all that, but he has to be willing to be a rookie, and those veterans have to see those kind of things. So, you know, everybody can, you know, be acclimated to him.
Yeah. And those things will start to, you know, stack on top of each other. Those kind of good faith things within the locker room that a rookie can do to, you know, ingrain themselves with the rest of the group, specifically with Connor Bedard. Like he came in and was just like, I don't want to just be the end all be all of this team right away. Like he eased himself into that room, and we were screaming like, shoot the puck more when he was passing more. So there's things that these young guys will do that will kind of win over some things in the locker room and help when Caleb Williams is supposed to be the leader of this team by the end of this season or into next season. Those things will matter. Mm-hmm. And those veteran guys will look at it and be like, okay, even small things like not making a fuss about what number you want or whatever, that'll pay dividends.
Yeah, and just to tell people, I know what number Connor Bedard wears. All right, I said 97, just so if he made that demand,
sure.
I know what number he wears.
98.
I know he wears 98. Yeah. Okay, I get that. I'm just want people to understand. I know what I'm talking about out here. So, yeah. I saw my finger go up, so I thought we were saying something else.
No. I was I was giving you.
Oh, you were telling me.
If you want to rap, you could rap. Well, if you want to talk to Mario with the great last name, go ahead.
Are you kidding me, man? Have you heard this last name? Like, dude, that could go on anything.
Tirabassi.
From construction to a restaurant, and I would trust it. Yeah. All right, immediately, man. Thank y'all for trusting us and hanging out with us, man. I am Big Dave, CSGO Bulls.
I'm Mario Tirabassi.
He's going to open up Tirabassi's Tuck Pointing.
That's it?
Sure.
I will be his first customer. Absolutely, man. That's our guy, Sean, producing, man. Thank y'all for joining us on CSGO Tavern Style.
We all silly like the mayor.